Hello, Philosopher.
Hi, is this Alishan?
Yes, sir.
Wonderful. Hello, this is Paul. I'm calling you back from Local Splash. We've spoken a few times over the last several months regarding branding your business on Google and Bing, promoting your website onto that first page so you could get calls directly to you. A month ago when we spoke, you thought maybe a month from then, maybe about this time would be a good time to get this going. Is this a better time for you and for your company?
Yes, sir. We can speak about it. No problem.
Wonderful. Yeah, good, good. So if you remember, our job is to create the content so that Google and Bing will recognize your business as a top option, meaning that for simple keyword searches related to the appliance repair that you do, your company will pop up, your website will be on that first page, and the calls will come directly to you. So again, you're not paying for the lead, the click, the call, or the job. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, it's the same flat rate. So, of course, to make that happen, you'll have a verified listing on both Google and Bing. You'll have a fully optimized Facebook page, a Yelp listing, Super Pages, Manta, almost 70 different destinations and directories, all of them equally important to Google and all of them talking about your services and your service area, and then linking back to your website. Now, because you are servicing kind of the greater Houston metro area, this would also include paid Google Ads, meaning that your website would be attached directly to Google Ads, and my company will pay for the individual clicks to that AdWords or paid ad campaign. If you recall, it's a flat rate, month-to-month, no contract. I was able to apply a couple of different discounts, one being that you're still a young company right at 3 years in. I can still honor that reduced pricing. I think originally we spoke towards the very end of the year, back in late December. You would be looking at a fixed flat rate of exactly $299.00. That is, of course, a month-to-month service, no long-term contract, but as long as you choose to use that service, you will see that reduced pricing. So every month that you're with us, you do save $300. It would only be the exact flat rate of $299. I did say that I would waive your setup fee, so it would be just the $299 to get started.
Okay, sir. And like I said, like you said me before, we talk about the obligation. So no any obligation, no contract.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So it's gonna be month to month payment.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
So I want to just know how we gonna implement the payment. So it's gonna, you're gonna call me, I'm gonna pay, or I'm gonna register my card. That's what I don't want to do.
Uh-huh. So, you know, we've been in business since 2004. So for 17 years, we've been a top-rated SEO company. Now, for over 5 years, we've been a Google partner. And when Google was looking for businesses to partner up with to provide professional management of these types of services, Local Splash was one of the very first companies that Google wanted to partner up with. We had already been in business for a dozen years. And everything we do is Google compliant. So we do bill month to month. We would put a card on file. And if you wanted me to call you before it is scheduled to bill, I could definitely do that for you. But it's month to month. It's completely at will. No contract. You can stop at any time for any reason or pause it if you get more work than you can take on, or if you need to go on vacation. You can pause the service seasonally even by simply contacting our client support team. Okay?
Okay, sir.
So one thing that I do need to do before I can even ask you for any form of payment is to read a voice verification. It's required of us as Google Premier Partners. It gets recorded through the computer, and it attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is, in fact, a month-to-month service, that we are waiving the one-time setup fee that would normally attach to the first month, that we are, of course, reducing your rate by 50%, and that the rate would never go up. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. Okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And Mr. Timurov, give me just a second here to get that set up. Okay. So Elshin, it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your company as you want that to appear online?
Houston Pro Appliance Repair.
Okay, that's exactly how I have that. And then, Mr. Timura, please state your name and your official title within the business.
My name is Elshin Timurov. I'm an owner of the company.
Okay. And then, Elshin, as the owner of Houston Pro Appliance Repair, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your company, right?
Yes.
Of course, you make all the decisions for your business. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Elshin, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Mr. Timurov, as you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it is in fact important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Since our job is to make sure that your phone is ringing, we specifically request that you do in fact agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to both phone calls and emails, text messages too, coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Elshin, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Absolutely, sir.
Of course, of course. And as long as you answer your phone, you're going to do very well with this service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is a month-to-month service. The reason that we ask is all of the content that we will be creating for your company. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. Equally or even more important is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online stays accurate and consistent. We are not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you decide to hire someone else who you think may also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know. Mr. Timurov, that's fair enough, right?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. Yeah, we'll do what's called a NAP W audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. And of course, we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online since no one ever comes to you. You're always going out to the customer. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I'm applying here, again, I'm waiving the one-time setup fee, reducing the costs from $5.99 down to $2.99. Of course, as it is a month-to-month service as well, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which again I'm waiving altogether, will be charged today, the 16th of February, in the very discounted total amount of exactly $299.00. Once again, Mr. Timurov, that $2.99 is both a fixed rate and a flat rate. So it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead generation fees whatsoever. My company will incur the hard costs of running the paid Google ads on behalf of your company, and this does also include optimization on Google, Bing, Yelp listing, Super Pages, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri, and Cortana on a smartphone, etc. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 16th of the month and that same exact discounted rate of just $2.99. Once again, Mr. Timurov, that rate will never go up, not for any reason. As it is a month-to-month service, completely at will, as I mentioned, you may absolutely discontinue your agreement at any time for any reason or pause it too, no questions asked or fees involved, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or even pause the service seasonally, you can do so by simply contacting our client support team. all that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Elshin, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Tamarab, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do. Sir, my question is it's about the address and the voice activation. For example, the customer says, appliance repair near me.
Correct.
All right. Mm-hmm. Or, I prefer having customers in my area, okay?
Okay.
I'm not willing to travel like 25, 30 miles from the area where I am servicing.
You're talking Cyprus, right? The 77429?
Yes.
Okay. So
yes.
Did you want to be found 20 miles out or 15?
So my area covers around 15 miles.
Okay.
All right. 15. Around this area. Yeah,
gotcha.
It's I can say the zip code if you like.
We can definitely do that. And the targeted marketing that we do will be very specific. So we can target specific zip codes and subdivisions even where you most want to be found. So you're definitely not looking to be found in Houston itself. You're keeping it much more local, maybe Cyprus and Tomball.
It could be Houston. It's like a zip code 77095. It's a Houston zip code.
Okay.
77429. Yeah, technically.
But I mean, it's not the heart of the city. It's the outskirts towards the Cyprus.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely. 77429 77095. If you like, you can write down it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 77433.
Okay.
All right, and around Jersey Village, like a 770, what was it, Jersey? You know Jersey Village, some spring.
Okay.
Some tumble, close to the Cyprus area.
Close to the Cyprus area. So Tomball, maybe out towards spring. One of the things that I think I mentioned before is before we get off the phone call here, I'm going to schedule a follow-up call with one of our technicians. We call it a client interview. That's where our technician will talk to you about specific zip codes where you really want to be found. We'll want to know things like the hours of operation that you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc., what's unique about your business if you want, for example, to be branded as knowledgeable or trustworthy, that type of thing?
Yes, sir. Actually, everything is already listed in my Google business page.
Sure.
So you can find
all the
information.
Yeah, so we'll verify that information, too. I've got 77095, 77429, 77433, and then, of course, the Tomball area and towards the Spring area as well, and, of course, right there in and around Cyprus.
Yeah, and close, it could be Hockley close area.
Okay.
Like around, Hockley around, not far, like around 290, that area of Hockley.
Okay, sure.
Could be that too, yeah.
Okay, perfect,
so
yeah.
So 77447, if I'm not wrong.
77447, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, great. And then it is appliance repair, appliance installation, appliance services. You'll do some, light, simple plumbing if it's related to the appliances and things like that, right? And you service all major brands, including the high-end brands, right? Like the Wolfs and Sub-Zeros?
Yes, sir.
Wonderful. Perfect. Perfect. And then as far as that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best for you?
I would go for Discover, Ivan.
Discover. And is it your name on the card, the business name,
yes,
or
sir.
Both? It is
my name, yeah.
Any middle initial on that particular card?
No, sir.
No. Okay. And you said that was a Discover card. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
All right. So, sir, when is I'm going to receive first calls, actually?
Okay. So Google
wants to activate. Yeah.
Right. So Google wants us to say that it will take 7 to 10 business days for the Google Ads to be running. And I will say that, but in my experience, that's usually worst case scenario. It's usually 7 days or less. You've already got a website, so we will quickly attach that website to the paid Google Ads. Those Google Ads are going to be running in those specific zip codes that we mentioned.
Okay, sir. So actually, my payment, it's not for entire month. It's like a 10 days after that, my payment is going to be active. Yeah, after that.
Well,
10 days after my pay.
It would process today. There is a bit of a content creation. Nobody can flip a switch and get you on that first page overnight. Even though we are Google Premier partners, it does take a little bit of time. But if you like what I can do, like today's date is the 16th. The voice verification says it would bill on the 16th. But I can push your billing out a week for that first initial week of us getting it on that first page. So it would still bill today the 16th, but your next payment, instead of being March 16th, would be March 23rd, and then it would bill on the 23rd moving forward. So you'd get a 5 weeks first month. Is that fair?
Yeah, that's fair. Absolutely.
Okay, wonderful. And I know that most Discover cards start with 6011. If it's a Discover card, yours is probably the same, right?
Yes. Just a minute. Okay. Let me look at it. To be honest, I feel a little bit not comfortable giving the card number, all this stuff, you know what I mean?
Well, like I said, we are Google Premier Partners. We've been Premier Partners for over 5 years. I've been with the company myself for almost 9 years. April 17th will be my 9-year anniversary. And I'm not going to jeopardize my position with the company, nor would I jeopardize my company's position with Google as a Premier Partner by doing anything nefarious. Everything gets encrypted and secure the moment I hit update, okay? So all we would be able to see would be the last 4 digits of the card. And, of course, when we do your client interview, we're going to set up a security question. Anybody who calls you will be from Local Splash. We don't sell your information. And, of course, everything, like I said, is protected. Everything we do is Google compliant. So we have to work within Google guidelines.
No problem. Okay. So, we're going for card number, yeah?
Yes, sir.
6011-2088.
Okay.
5453.
Yes, sir.
3711.
Okay. And the expiration month and year?
0125.
01 of 25. And then the last 3 digits of the back of that card?
761
on the back of the card, and January or 01 of 2025 was the expiration date, correct?
Yeah, January 2025, yes.
Okay. And before I do update and encrypt this information, let me do just verify it. I've got the card number as 6011-2088. 5453-3711. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, let me update that and encrypt that information for you. Does that bill at the 12515 Barker Cypress Road in Cypress, 77429?
No, I moved from this address to the new address.
Okay, what is the address? Is it still in Cypress?
Yeah, it's close to Cypress. It's technically in Hockley, but
okay.
It's a very, very edge of the Hockley with the Cypress.
With Cypress. And then what is the new zip code then? It's not still 77429, right?
77447.
447, okay. And then what is the actual street address? Yes, sir.
Okay. 31302.
Okay.
Kailua, K-A-I-L-U-A, Kailua, Drive.
Okay, perfect. And then that's your new home address, right? So you obviously do receive your mail there, but you're still not seeing customers there. It's an address that we would still hide on Google. We wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and knock on your door any more than you would. So we will verify that information there. Now, as far as the confirmation email, you'll receive that in about 1 or 2 minutes here through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on it, but if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Okay.
Let me know when you're ready, and I'll give you that toll-free number. Are you ready for that number?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that is 877-635-6225. And then, Elshin, it's simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach a live client support agent. And you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Time. You can, of course, email 24/7. And if you email the support team, they will follow up with you in that following business day. Now, the email address is simply support@localsplash.com. And you'll receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification. It is provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. And depending on who your phone carrier is, you may even receive that text message before you receive the email. But when you receive either the text or the email, please do let me know. I wanted to walk you through just a couple of things here before we end that phone call.
Yeah, okay. I did. I received the message.
You did.
So thanks for choosing Local Splash. We send a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. Please click here. So should I click?
Where it says click here to accept subscription terms, is that what you see?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when you click on that, it's going to take you to Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about optimizing your Google Business profile, the directory submissions. We don't have to do a landing page because you already have a website. We are going to do Google Ads for you. But about two-thirds of the way down, or about halfway down, it says SMS communication, and it's populating the mobile number 346-331-9791. So that is a mobile number, right? You can receive a text message on that number?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. We do want to be able to send you text messages. We send, we use phone, text, and email, and it's usually the method that's most appropriate to the information that we're trying to get out to you. Certainly for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records, we'll email it out to you, but a lot of the times we'll be able to send you a quick text or just give you a quick phone call. Did you have a preference, though, as to how we contact you, phone, text, email, any of those?
You can
do
both.
Okay.
You can do all of them. Yeah.
All of those? Okay, good. So the box below it where it says to opt out of SMS or text messages, please do not click on that box because that would prevent us from being able to send you text messages. So just leave that box unchecked, but down towards the very bottom, just above that long line that goes all the way across where it says signature below it, above it there is a box that says I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card, obviously the card in your name. We do want you to click on that box. And below that line, there's an orange red arrow that points to an open box. Do click or tap in that box, and we want you to type in or copy and paste your name. So if you type it in, it is case sensitive, so just as it appears there with the capital E and the capital Y and, of course, the space in between. If you copy and paste it, you just need to make sure that you don't copy a space before or after. And then once you have your first and last name in that box, click the orangish box below it where it says confirm signature. Now that's going to do a couple of things, okay? First of all, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we have reduced the pricing, that we've waived your setup fee, etc. It also does allow us to do that initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information for your business that's already online, we make sure that it's accurate and we fix it if it is not. And of course, we do that audit periodically as well. So it is an important step in the process. You're going to know that you are successful in doing that when it asks you for your username and your password. When you get to that screen, just let me know.
So do you want to click on submit confirm signature?
Confirm signature. Yeah, click on the confirm signature, and that way it allows us to release the Google PIN card. Is it asking you now for the username and the password?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Now, first of all, you don't need to worry about putting that in right now. The reason it is asking you for that, this is the same dashboard portal that you'll be using very soon to access your tracking and your reporting. You will have 24/7 access to your tracking system. We call it your client dashboard. Right now, the automated system thinks you're trying to access it, so it's asking you to log into your account. Actually, I think if you were able to put in a password, it would give you an error message because your client dashboard has not been created yet. We are going to create that dashboard, though.
Will I know my username and password then?
Yes. I can give that to you now. But like I said, don't worry about typing it in because your dashboard is not active yet. But your username is simply your phone number without the dashes, spaces, and parentheses. So just the number 346-331-9791. Just the numbers itself. No dashes or anything like that. Now, the default password, and you can change this once you're able to log in, meaning you won't be able to change it today because you can't officially log all the way into the system because it hasn't, like I said, not yet created. But it's just big Yahoo. It's always something related to search engine marketing or search engine optimization. In this case, it's BIGYAHOO. All lowercase and no space in between. Big Yahoo. And you can change BIG. Yeah, BIGYAHOO.
BIGYHH.
No, AH. A like Apple, H like Henry. OO.
Henry.
So it spells out Big Yahoo. So B like boy, I like igloo, G like Georgia, Y like yellow, A like Apple, H like Henry, O like Oscar, O like Oscar. BAGYAHOO. Now, the only other order of business on my end is to actually schedule that follow-up call just to dot the I's and cross the T's and confirm information off of your website and information that I have. Now, it does only take about 25 minutes, and you do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular phone call. Now, I may be able to get one available here at 11 o'clock, but I'd have to get special permission since it's just a few minutes away. There is definitely one available at noon, and if that does work, it would be scheduled from 12 until 1. The call itself would get to you about a few minutes after 12, get you off the phone about 12:30. Would you be available today for that follow-up call at noon?
Not at noon, maybe sometimes later, like around 2?
Unfortunately, today, there is one at 1 o'clock, if I can do the 1 o'clock, or even push it towards 1:30.
Okay, we're booked for 1:30.
For 1:30. Yeah, we're booked out at 2, 3, 4, and the last one at 5. For some reason, today we're booked up towards the end of the day, but we've got these earlier ones still open. So we'll schedule it from 1 until 2. The call itself would get to you maybe about 1:15, 1:20, and get you off the phone about 20, 25 minutes after that. You don't need to be in front of a computer for that call. You'll receive a reminder email, though, at noon, maybe. I guess there's not really enough time, though. Maybe enough time for the automated system to send that that reminder out an email an hour prior to the scheduled appointment at 1. I'll also send you a calendar invite. Now, the calendar invite is going to say local splash CIENG. That just stands for client interview in English. Sometimes people ask me what that means. You don't need to respond to this this invitation. It really is more for your records, but it will also have your username. So it's got your username, which again is your phone number, just without the dashes and spaces. Then it's got your name, and then it has your phone number. Okay. Now, in any correspondence to the support@localsplash.com email, please do include your phone number or your username, which is basically the same thing, and that way we can forward the information to any other department. Everything that you need, you can send to the support email, and it will be forwarded to the right department. But when we do your client interview in a little over an hour here, they'll give you the photos at localsplash.com email, so you can email the photos team directly. But other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. I did want to be the very first to say welcome aboard. I'm really excited to get this going for you. I think we spoke originally before the end of the new year, or the start of the new year, the end of last year. So we're looking forward to getting this going. You know, we're looking forward to getting your phone ringing, getting your website where more people can see it. Looking forward, of course, to earning your business 1 month at a time. It is going to be someone else from our client interview team, Elshin, giving you that follow-up call in a little bit over an hour here. But like I said, real pleasure as always speaking with you. You take care. You have a wonderful rest of the day.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Elshin. Thanks a lot for your time. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye, sir. Thank you. Bye-bye.